It's 7:51, January 5th, 2018, and we are now back in open public meeting.
This is Jan Barbas. I move to adopt a resolution. The resolution number is to be completed by staff. I'm going to read it in its entirety. A resolution of the Port of Brookings Harbor terminating the general manager's employment agreement with port manager Dellinger without notice for no cause. Be it resolved that, one, port manager Dellinger is required to return all port property in his possession immediately, except that arrangements can be made for any physical property which is located off premises. Such property shall include all keys, passwords, phones, and other electronics, vehicles, and any other property of the port in Mr. Dellinger's possession or control. Two, port manager Dellinger shall be escorted to retrieve his personal property from the port by two commissioners, either immediately or by arrangement. Three, port manager Dellinger is immediately prohibited from further beyond that described in paragraph two above entry to port offices or port properties where records are stored, and prohibited from further access to port electronic systems or records upon penalty of trespass, except that he may enter the public portion of the port office in front of the reception desk for legitimate dealings with the port, and he may attend public functions of the port, including meetings of the board. The port hereby immediately terminates the general manager's employment agreement without notice and for no cause. Five, port staff are hereby directed to prepare Mr. Dellinger's final pay in accordance with port policies, applicable laws, and to include 6 months' salary as separation pay. Adopted this 5th day of January, 2018. Is there a second?
This is a motion.
I'll second it.
I'll call the roll call. Roy Davis?
No.
Andy Martin?
Yes.
Jan Barbas?
Yes.
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Myself, Angie Christian, yes.
So, we need to discuss how we are going to move forward without a port manager.
Other than the obvious of getting a hold of the organizations to get an interim, I believe that we're going to need to appoint an employee as an interim.
So I think everybody has in front of them a proposed resolution appointing a person in charge and directing certain actions. Does anyone want to take a minute to look that over, or
I think some things to discuss. The main projects that are about to begin. We have the boat ramp replacement. We have the 45-day wait on the FEMA hazard mitigation. Those are more office functions. Those are our priorities. We have the fuel dock.
Start over again. I want to keep a record of what you're saying.
So the important priorities that the port faces in the near future are the boat launch replacement with a grant from the State Marine Board. We're in the 45-day waiting period to hear back from FEMA on the hazard mitigation plan. We have the fuel dock issue. We have crab season hopefully beginning soon. And it may be starting south of the border, so the boats from Brookings still may be fishing that side of it.
Also, we have a deal coming up on travel lift, or we're not travel lift, a long reach lift, or telehandler.
Yeah, the telehandler, which is
on order. And I don't know how. Who do we get it from, Umpqua or from Texaco Federal?
Umpqua.
How they're going to react to this?
We have the issue with Rigetti. So looking at those, I think somebody in the administrative office may be important. I think that's somebody who should be considered as the interim manager, because those are the things that we definitely need to follow closely.
You know, for this happening, there is an experienced interim manager hanging around town. David Scott, so I don't know if he's available or not, to talk to him. The other one I came up with is, if they're not your landlord, very experienced management person. That's free.
Well, I think what we need to think more importantly tonight is
for the next week.
For the next week. I'm concerned about appointing anyone in the office because I know that three of them have these pretty big titles, and it's a constant tug of war of one person telling another to do something and you're not the boss. And I would hate to put one person in charge and then have, just constant turmoil between the three of them. And I'm wondering if Travis or Brent is an option. Brent does do a lot of research. He doesn't have to be an ace letter writer because he can direct Skyler to write that letter. He's also in the office probably. Because he does have at least a desk in here. I don't know.
Well, I think we need to look very rapidly at somebody bring in within a week or so.
Absolutely. But I'm saying tonight we need to decide.
So steps are, we need somebody in charge right now.
Yep.
And then we need to contact, I think, SDAO to see if they can get us an interim manager like they did before. And then we need to figure out how we're going to find a permanent replacement. So for an interim manager, I would like somebody who has managed ports. And I think last time SDAO said that they had a few. Is that, you dealt with them at that
Incorrect.
Time? Okay.
I mean, yeah, back in the Great Lakes and Texas and places like that, but they didn't have a very, I don't think anybody would have gone for what they had to offer. If there's somebody not run a port that hasn't run a port before that's unemployed,
the only unemployed port manager I know of right now is when they got rid of Newport a month or two ago.
Wasn't there a change in Gold Beach recently?
James Clements left Gold Beach. I don't know what his status is.
And the other guy, the guy that got let go at Newport was for manager Garibaldi.
You know, if Gary's gone, I would have one recommendation to this board, that Kathy Lindley be approached. And I know not one of you are interested, possibly, but Kathy Lindley is the most experienced person in this town.
I would have never thought of her.
Well,
she's got the history. She's got the talents.
What about her job that she has?
Could become part-time. It's a very, very part-time job anyway.
Yeah, it is. I know she only works.
And I think even here, that it's not for now. Well, that'd be one person. I agree. That's a good person. This approach. She knows the board.
She could be here tomorrow. If she so chose.
That's, you know, or David Scott was here for 6 or 7 months.
So if the discussion is, you know, how to approach a specific person, I would suggest that we consider going back into executive session under ORS 192.662A. That's the provision for hiring. I could look it up and get the exact thing, but I mean, if we're going to talk about approaching a specific person, I think that we don't want to have that, the negotiating terms in public, and that sort of thing. If we're talking about going to SDAO for can you find us an interim manager, then, you know, that's something we can discuss in public. But if it's a specific we want to offer to somebody, I'll look that up while you're talking.
Okay, and let's think about her and the rest. Let's think about next week. You know, no matter what happens, if we could pluck somebody in here Monday morning, they haven't been here in a while. So we're going to have to sort of divide up amongst us some responsibilities. You know, even if we put either Travis or Brent in charge, they're still going to need some help from the commission.
I agree.
And, you know,
well, that's where I would like to start, is to at least, yeah,
let's worry about next week.
I don't have a problem discussing that, but, you know, there's three parts to this. Well,
we need the person who's going to assign the work orders for the day-to-day operations of the marina and the commercial area and the boatyard. I assume Brent is probably familiar with that.
He's the one who does it.
Yeah. Skyler has the contacts with doing the research for Gary a lot of times. So he knows certain people to call when there's a question about something.
So are you thinking having someone out in the field and someone in the office overseeing the day-to-day operations of outside and inside?
I think that's what we need. I think we need somebody to make sure the office stays in order, and then to make sure that that our marina and boatyard and RV park still runs without.
You know, one thing we do there, Andy, is have the commissioner sign as a liaison to each one of them. So if let's say Brent, I'll just take Brent, has a problem, he can call and discuss it with one of the commissioners and say, hey, yeah, go, that sounds like it's okay, or we've got a problem, we've got to do more than that. But we can't meet every day. The same with Skyler. And, you know, my suggestion is that we let Jan do the research on this issue and keep going through the records there.
So So ORS 192.6602A. 2 is the governing body of a public body may hold an executive session, and A is to consider the employment of a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent. And I think if we're talking about who we want in what position, it would be wise to do that. If we're going to talk about the general process we want to follow, or if we're going to talk about contacting SDAO, then I think we should be in open session.
Who's going to contact SDAO? Do we even need a motion for that, or can she?
Well, considering that the board manager would have had a conniption of anybody doing that without a specific authorization, I think we should.
Just repeat that, Sean.
I move to allow President Christian to contact Special District Association of Oregon to first explain our action tonight, the action that the commission took, and to get their help with moving forward.
Do you have any idea how embarrassing that's going to be? Oh,
are you okay with that? I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
So what's your solution, Roy?
We don't have one, Andy. They have to go to the state. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I've been in meetings with IFA between the time Ted was leaving and the time Jerry was taking over. And, you know, somehow, somewhere here, a few months back, we were in good face with IFA and everything was going good, and all of a sudden we're going to have to go up there and, you know, ask for help for another manager. That's why we're not getting help.
That's what SDA, we don't go to IFA for help.
I know,
but I'm the special district's job is to help special districts when this type of situation comes up.
I've been around for a long time. I understand exactly what they do.
So we have a motion and a second. Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Jan Barbers?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Andy Martin?
Yes.
And myself, Angie Christian, yes.
Also would like to make a motion that President Angie Christian get a hold of Mark Freeman and tell him what happened.
With IFA.
And also Jim Coffey. Will you accept that amendment to add Jim Coffey?
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Jan Barbers?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Andy Martin?
Yes.
Angie Christian? Yes.
I'd like to make a motion authorizing President Christian to change or cause to be changed by a locksmith or court personnel such locks as she deems necessary, and to distribute keys and passcodes as she feels are necessary for port operations.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Jan Barbers?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Andy Martin?
Yes.
Angie Christian? Yes.
I'd like to move that we meet weekly until we have an interim manager in place.
I'll second that.
So what?
What was your motion?
Meet weekly until we have an interim manager in place.
Do we want to set a time now?
I would be happy to set a time now.
Not Monday.
Next week I have Wednesday and Thursday that I'm essentially unavailable. Otherwise, I'm available. The 12th is Friday again. It's a week from now, but...
I think that...
You want to start on...
They have to do notice on Monday.
Wednesday's as soon as we really have it. But I'm publishing the paper.
So Wednesday, I'm in...
We do not have to have our notices, from what I understand, published in the paper. As long as... As they're notified on the website and the library
and
the door.
I would agree with that. But we do need to give 24 hours notice.
Yes, we do.
So might have a reading first.
So the earliest we could probably meet is Tuesday the 9th.
And I think that that's when we should. I mean, we're going to...
Have a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. We're going to have employees that are going to have an awful lot of questions come probably tomorrow. That's going to need to be dealt with tonight. So, okay. 6 o'clock.
Can I ask a question? Where's Gary now?
He left.
He left his keys and his phone. He declined to leave his password. And he declined any other discussion, and he left.
I believe Skyler can change the email passwords. I know that because he's changed mine a few times.
Okay. I just asked.
Okay. So, Tuesday, the next meeting will be Tuesday, January 9th.
We need a vote on this.
Oh, sorry.
6 p.m., Jim.
But we had a vote on the table.
So the motion was to meet weekly, and then under discussion we talked about Tuesday at 6 p.m. for the first meeting.
We just want to set it up every Tuesday?
Let's just set it up every Tuesday.
Okay.
Irregardless of what anybody else is scheduled, set it as a board, 5 people, Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Be done with everybody else's personal schedules.
Okay.
And if we... So the week after, that's our regular meeting, isn't it?
That's correct.
So do we want to set an executive session on that night or not?
We'll worry about that.
Okay. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And I make a motion that the president brings pizza.
Oh, my God.
So one more thing on the discussion on this. To stop the weekly meeting, do we just make another motion at the time?
It was until an interim director is in place.
Okay.
It might go farther than that, too. Depends.
We can always change it.
Has that been seconded?
I'll second it.
So the motion is now, I guess I'm accepting an amendment that it's Tuesdays at 6. So it, as I understand the motion, it is to meet weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. until an interim... Port manager has been reports for duty
at the port offices, unless it's our regular meeting, which is at Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Water.
So does your second still stand?
You second. I think we've got 2 seconds.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Andy seconded.
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Jan Barbas.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Andy Martin.
Yes.
Angie Christian, yes.
Okay. Moving forward, who's going to notify the people?
Staff.
And I think, also I feel, since I've been through a couple of these before in my lifetime, that you need to be here Monday morning to talk to staff, even if you notified them.
I would like another commissioner to be here with me if that's what you're requesting. And if that's what the board wants.
I would say 2 commissioners also.
I agree with that. I'm just curious who wants to be the other commissioner, or who the board wants for the other commissioner.
Andy's probably going to be working.
I am working.
I'd like Jan.
Okay.
If anyone else has any objection, does anyone object to that, or?
What time? Time do they get in?
It's, I think we need to be here at 7 o'clock at the latest.
Okay.
I'd like to put the keys, I'd like to make a motion that keys there Gary left on his desk were in possession of President Christian.
And phone. And phone?
And phone.
Second.
Discussion. Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Jan Barbas.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes. I'd like to call recess.
Which one we have discussed, Jen? Time-wise.
Are we going to put somebody else in charge? I think that's probably...
And the immediate notification of the staff.
The media just found out. This is
yeah, we're in public. The media and the whole public world knows by now, Andy.